Tomorrow, I will have an episode coming out, but I also know that there is a very noticeable gap in between episodes. And I had every intention with the new year having regularly scheduled podcast episodes out. To be honest, it's really soul-filling for me to have conversations every week with guests and some of you on our adventures and journeys in homeschool. But that has not happened. And so I've just really felt like I wanted to be transparent, vulnerable, and give you kind of an honest update on what has been happening. I was really excited for the new year. I was very excited. Like many people had, you know, specific goals that I set, and I was just ready. Like I was ready to see what God had for 2024. And I remember as I was going into 2024, you know, I do always pray for like a word. What is my word? And this year I wasn't given a word. It was a phrase. And it was, this is happening for me. This is for me. Everything is for me. And so I kind of committed to like, no matter what the year brings, just knowing that whatever is thrown my way, it's for a reason and that there's growth opportunities in everything. And I really think that I landed there just because, you know, going through the past 2 years with my grandmother and having to be her caretaker and also raise a family at the same time, there were definitely moments where in the thick of it, I would default to bitterness, just to be completely honest. And I think that's understandable. Like, I think I'm human, right? And so I would default to bitterness. And so, you know, coming out of it though, I definitely saw that there were lessons and there was blessings and there was growth that took place. And so coming into this new year, I really wanted to be committed to that mindset that when I was in the depths of something, that I would just remember that, you know, God is the author. My chapters are already written. Like, he knows what he's doing, even when I don't know what he's doing. So I just didn't realize how quickly that would need to go into effect. So right around the 2nd of January, I started experiencing really excruciating pain. I have a very high pain threshold, and I have never felt anything like this. My husband thought maybe it was kidney stones. And so I was in and out of the ER. I was misdiagnosed multiple times with UTIs. No antibiotics were working. And so, you know, if I've learned anything over the years is that you have to be your own advocate. And so I went back into my doctor and basically was just like, I'm not leaving until you do an ultrasound because something is not right. Like I can't, it was like 14 days of insane pain where I was bedridden. Like I couldn't get out of bed. I was crying. I was, it just felt very helpless. So they did an ultrasound and they found what they thought was a mass on my uterus. So I went in, of course, I'm a Google doctor. So I'm like, oh, okay, it's fibroids. And my OBGYN was like, no, it's not fibroids because of the size and the shape. So we need to have surgery, go in, remove it, and then we will biopsy it. So, you know, all the mental prep comes for surgery and they do the surgery. And when he gets in, he realizes it's too close to my bladder. And he doesn't feel comfortable operating. So they come out of surgery. He's like, you're going to have another surgery. I'm going to refer you to a urologist. But he did say that he poked and prodded it when he was in there and doesn't feel like it's cancer. So that was great news. So we're holding on to that. But all that to say, it has just been 4 months of a lot. There was that. There was a really painful friendship breakup that happened. That honestly, like I was depressed for a little bit there. If I can just be transparent. So it was just like a lot of things at once. And so all that to say, I want to remind you that it's for you, you know, like in the midst of that sadness, I knew that for whatever reason, God was choosing to remove me from that. You know, it was for me and there was a reason. And maybe there was, you know, a reason I needed to be removed from that table. And I think, you know, as time has gone, I'm seeing that was for me. That was for me. Same with this surgery, the timing of it, the recovery, it's for me. You know, there's lessons, that God is wanting to teach me. It was really funny because in March, when my surgery happened, beginning of March, March also ended up being my highest month in my career in 5 years when I had major surgery. So that was cool to see, you know, just God working, like when you surrender. And I think that's the lesson for me in this season, is just like surrender. And what is the next best thing to do? What's the next best choice in the situation? And just really relying that, you know, God is in control, and I don't need to be in control. He's in control, and really leaning into the things as they come, and not trying to resist them, and just knowing, like, you know, I think kind of keeping my eyes open too, looking at the situation of like, okay, what am I supposed to learn here? What am I supposed to observe? Not being so quick to talk and try to problem solve. Is anyone else a problem solver? There's a time and a place for that. And I think in this season, God really was just like, Leah, just sit back and watch me do my thing. And so that's where we're at. So anyway, some other things happened too. So it was a lot. It was a lot. So anyway, I wanted to keep this brief, short, and simple. I didn't want you to think I was quitting the podcast, because I know that, you know, that a lot of you love this, and I love it. It blesses me probably more than it blesses any of you, to be honest, because I just love the conversations. So, there will be an episode tomorrow, and then I'll try to be as consistent as possible. Just bear with me as we progress. I'm hoping that we'll have some consistency here pretty soon.